Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And on the line, we have Adrian Galley, the Vice Chairman of the South African Guild of Actors. Adrian, good afternoon to you. Thank you for chatting to me on 101.9 Chai FM.
Good afternoon, Simon. Thanks very much for having me.
So, Adrian, really devastating press reports after the death of Shalene Surti Richards, talking about the fact that she said, I have nothing, 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 talking about the fact she couldn't afford medical treatment, and talking about the fact that her house was almost going to be repossessed. How do you explain it that even pre-COVID, South African actors struggle so immensely from an economic perspective?
Well, I mean, it goes back a long way, and there are many factors involved. I'd just like to say that it's unfortunate that we have to use Charlene's passing as a kind of a rallying point, but you know, it's something that she was not hiding away. It's something that she mentioned quite often towards the end of her life, in that, you know, after all the acclaim she had as an actress and many, many films and television programs, which still play to this day on in one form or another somewhere, there's no more income for her. The day she stopped standing in front of the camera was the day she stopped earning, which is really, really unfortunate, because around the world, it's accepted that actors get some kind of a performance royalty. And the Beijing Treaty of 2015, well, it was adopted in 2015, is an international treaty that acknowledges that audiovisual performers are due to have some kind of reward for the ongoing exploitation of their image.
That seems self-evident to me. So why is that not the case in South Africa?
Well, our Performance Protection Act dates back to 1967. I don't know if you can cast your mind that far back. I certainly can.
And glad to say I wasn't quite born then.
1967, we didn't even have television in South Africa. So the current Performers Protection Act really relates to what they refer to as, what do they refer to them as? But phonographic recordings.
Oh,
you can
goodness.
Think how far back that is. Artists on phonographic recordings are due to have a royalty on the further exploitation of their contribution. You know, what's interesting about on-camera audiovisual performers is that your personality rights are embedded in your character. It's your face. It's your voice. It's being exploited. Yes. There's a thing that they invent called over exposure, where you've been in a couple of things and they're, oh, no, we've used that person too much. We can't show them so much anymore. Well, they'll still show you in the things that are already recorded, but now all of a sudden the work dries up. And if you're not earning a cent by way of residuals or what sometimes is called royalties, well, then that's it. You have no income.
It's so interesting because we see it on the outside as such a glamorous industry, and we think of red carpet events and fancy get up. And meanwhile, back at the ranch, that just is not the case. I'm wondering, Adrian, to be fair, whether there couldn't be a finger pointed at actors and actresses, in terms of lack of fiscal discipline. Is that not possibly an issue as well, that they just, that's not their thing?
It's all very well to point fingers at actors and reckon that they don't exercise fiscal discipline. I'm sure some of them don't. When the going is good, the money flows and is spent. You know, no matter how much fiscal discipline you have, if you have been forced into retirement way before you should have been, it's very hard to make provision for that. Another problem with fiscal discipline as far as actors go is that we're classed as freelancers. That means we're independent contractors. Our earnings are sporadic. They go up and down. And if you look at the year as you pay your taxes and reconcile your taxes, you'll see that, yes, during this year I earned a fair amount, but it came 3 months, and then there was nothing for 2 months, and then there was something again for another month, and then there was nothing for another 2 months. No financial organization will take you on as a client. You know, I'm thinking of retirement annuities and so on, because your contributions have to come in every single month without fail. And no matter what fiscal discipline you're practicing, there will be those months where there is nothing and priorities have to, you know, the school fees have to be paid and the rent has to be paid before any retirement savings are put aside. So it does become very difficult.
Adrian, in terms of political clout, given that you are also very influential in what you do, is there not room for actors or your guild to put pressure on government to enact legislation that will in fact see to the fair ongoing earning capabilities, the payment of royalties, etc.?
It's very interesting. You're talking about legislation. There is some legislation, draft legislation in existence. That's the Performance Protection Amendment Bill that sits alongside the Copyright Amendment Bill. It was sitting on the President's desk for 15 months after being passed by both the National Assembly and the National Council of Provinces. All it was waiting to be signed into law, but he exercised his other option, sending it back to Parliament for so-called constitutional concerns. That he did after much pressure came to bear on him from international publishing interests, international movie studios, academic publishers, music collecting societies and so on, even locally, they prefer things as they are. And so clearly they had more influence than the band of South African actors had.
How do you see this changing? Because clearly this is not sustainable.
It isn't sustainable. And that's why you'll find youngsters coming into this industry, very, very talented youngsters, very soon find something else to do with their lives, most unfortunately. I've also heard people saying, you know, it's up to actors to exercise fiscal discipline. And what about a side hustle? Well, I've never heard anybody say that to a teacher who's complaining about their salary. Why don't you have a side hustle? Why don't you wait on tables as well as your teaching? Actors are professionals and we do what we do after years of university training. And yet we are treated like casual labor for a lot of the time.
Adrian, we need to leave it there, unfortunately, but thank you for your input this afternoon and for helping me highlight what I think is a really important issue, because we'll all be the poorer for this unless a solution is found. So once again, thank you for chatting to me here on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you for having me and for hearing Saga's voice.